This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow-up.
Thought we'd do something a little different for the first date follow-up today.
What are we going to do?
Tess is on the phone, and normally this segment is where, you know, if someone goes out with someone on a date, they don't get a call back, so they email us to get that person on the phone, ask them what happened, right? Mm-hmm. Why they're not calling them back. Tess is on the phone today because she just got engaged and wants to tell us about it.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
So how is okay. this
It's not a first date follow-up at all.
Just what?
Right. She just wants to brag about being engaged.
Congratulations.
Just a brag.
Not at all, actually. Tess is on the phone and she's not getting a call back from a dude named Jack. So.
You liar.
Yeah, I thought I'd switch it up for you guys a little bit.
But switcheroo.
Tess, what's up? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. Your email said that you and Jack have actually been on a couple dates.
Yeah, so like we were like on a good two date streak, and like our second date, we like went to his house and watched War of the Worlds. It was going fine, and we like made out a little. It was like an awesome connection.
I like nice.
Thought he was really cute, and so then I just like went home and. He kind of ghosted me. Like, he didn't text me back when I said, like, have a good night. Have a good sleep, I think I wrote. Mm-hmm. So I'm just kind of wondering, like, what happened?
Well, how were you feeling? Were you nervous at all?
It's just, you know, second date, you're not, like, going to fart in front of the guy. So, like, I was a little nervous. Like, I'm not totally comfortable. No, not totally comfortable yet. So I guess I was nervous in that regard. But, like, we were drinking a little bit and like I had a buzz on and it was cool. Like it wasn't.
I'm only thinking like the second date, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking you guys are like hanging out and there's an opportunity to hook up, but you guys didn't. You guys just kissed.
Well, I mean, I didn't. I don't want to like. I always wait till like the fifth date.
Oh no, that's totally fine. Yeah, I just feel like some guys don't like that. Like they're just if you don't give it up, they're just like, okay, bye.
Some dudes are like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a surprise to you, Evan.
Yeah, it is a surprise. Then he's not worth my time.
For sure. So.
English Evan, have you ever met any other dudes? I'm not saying you're like that, but a lot of dudes are like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so removed from the whole sexual
I
world.
I know that you operate kind of like an old woman.
Yeah. Or like a tortoise.
That is such an insult. It's hilarious.
But that's fine. That's what I like about you. You know?
Thank you.
It's just like, but yeah, there's a lot of...
You were always comparing him to women. It's the funniest thing.
Elderly women, too.
Yeah.
But there is a lot... There are a lot of dudes that are like that. That are just like, what? Come on. I'm not going to wait till the fifth date. What are you talking about? Like, get up right away.
See,
I've never been like that.
Yeah.
I'm always actually very, I've had my fair share of encounters, but I've always been pretty slow to move with people that I've actually really liked. Like, slow, very slow.
You guys know how slow I've been.
Yeah. English Evan lost his virginity last
40.
Week.
Last week.
So do you think that might have played into it, though? Maybe he was, you know, thinking that more was going to happen?
I mean, like, I don't know what he thinks, but, like, maybe if he thought more was going to happen. I mean, like, I've waited longer for a DoorDash. Come on, he can't wait five days to, like, get his quit. Let's go, bro. Right.
It could be one of those things too. Right. Like, you know, anybody that I haven't cared about at all, mm-hmm. I've had no problem like making a move or whatever. Right. Mm-hmm. When I do actually like someone, like Alex and I are married, by the way, if you didn't know that, it took me forever.
Yeah, you get
to
nervous.
Kiss her, right? Because I'm nervous.
Yeah,
I'm actually
nervous. I was nervous too. So yeah. we were both just like balls of anxiety the entire time.
And yeah. Well, you don't want to mess it up, do you?
Right.
Yeah, it's awkward.
Yeah. Well, any other reason that you can think he might not be calling you back?
No, I mean, like, not really. Like, I was a little buzzed. I mean, like, also, like, if he doesn't like girls that drink, like, next, you know? So, I'm like, what's going on?
Okay, well, we'll figure it out. We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and see if we can find out why he's ghosting you, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Yep, we'll do it right after this in your first day follow-up. It's the Jubal Show. Tess is on the phone, and she's not getting a call back from a dude named Jack. Apparently, they've gone on two dates. They had, according to her, a nice two-date streak going on. Mm-hmm. The last date, she went over to his house. They hung out, drank a little bit, watched a movie, and made out a little bit. And then she left, went home, texted him goodnight, and that's the last she's heard from him, and she has no idea why. The only thing she can think of is, well, I don't know if she thought of it or if we thought of it, but maybe she was moving too slow. Maybe he was expecting more. Because she came over to his house?
Yeah.
And then other than that, there's really nothing else that you can think of. Everything's been going great?
Yeah, I mean, everything's been going great. Like, I'm totally perplexed why we're not on our third date. I mean, we planned to do, like, a picnic in, like, an empty ballpark stadium. Like, you know how they have the lawns outside of the stadium?
That's so adorable.
That is.
Socially distanced and fun, and then like maybe one day when COVID's over, we can talk about how we went and ate on the lawn and watched a baseball game that didn't happen.
That's cool. All right, so you actually made plans, and now he's blowing you off. So,
Yeah, that's why I emailed Jason.
I'm gonna call him right now, see if we can get him on the phone and figure out what the reason actually is. Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Jack?
Yeah, is this he?
Jack, how are you? This is the Jubal Show. My name is Jubal.
And my name is Alex.
And my name is Evan.
And it's the Jubal Show.
Welcome to the Jubal Show.
Yeah. How are you?
Sounds weird when you say it that much.
You good?
Wait, I don't, what?
You don't what?
Do you know what the Jubal Show is?
Did I win something?
No.
Not really.
No, we don't really have much to give away right now.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't...
That's okay.
You don't have to be sorry.
Yeah, you don't have to be sorry about anything, dude. I don't know if you've done anything wrong.
What do you think calling for?
I'm sorry for being so vague right now, Jack.
I don't know. I'm kind of scared now.
Have you heard the first date follow-up before on the show?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, congratulations, Jack. You are now the star of a first date follow-up.
Okay.
Have you gone out on a date with anybody recently and ghosted them, and they might have emailed us to get you on the phone and figure out why you ghosted them?
Yeah, a handful.
A handful?
A handful?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
okay, let's play the guessing game. We haven't had one of these for a while.
Mm-hmm. Hey, mystery caller.
What's your name?
You're on with Jack. Would you like to tell him your name?
Oh, my God. It's Tess.
Oh, yeah, Tess.
Oh, her.
That's not what you want to hear.
No.
Are you like a serial makeout person? You just like make out with girls and then drop them after the second date?
No. That's what? Just you.
Oh.
Now I have like a lot of questions for you. First of all, why didn't you text me back?
We don't have to get into that like this, right?
We kind of do. You're on the radio. Like, it doesn't get any bigger.
Okay. Tess, do you want to tell them? I feel like you obviously know.
No, I don't. Like, what? I have no idea what you're talking about.
You threw up in my only plant.
What?
What?
She threw up. She threw up in my planter.
You're kidding. Like your house plant?
Yeah, she threw up in my house plant. Yes.
I have no recollection of throwing up in a planter.
Well, whoops. Okay, people throw up and do all sorts of things in planters, okay?
What do you mean?
Oh, you remember.
Okay, well, I did not throw up in a planter. I don't know what you're talking about, Jack. Like, I have no idea.
Come on. Dude, we weren't, like, blacked out drunk. You had, like, three or four. Did you get nervous or, like, you maybe just, like, ate too much before you came over? Maybe you thought I wouldn't see it or, like, think it was someone else or whatever, but as soon as you left, there was puke in my planter. And it wasn't me.
Lightweight.
Okay. Look, okay. I didn't think you were going to see it. Your planter is right next to your cat litter box. It was, like, in the corner behind the cat litter box. Like, also, I'm sorry. I'm kind of allergic to alcohol, and I didn't eat very much before I came over because I'm doing the Whole 30. It's a mistake. I know.
So you're allergic to alcohol?
And you still drank it?
Well, I mean, you know, it's only if I haven't eaten and I just didn't eat. That's pretty much what it is.
Okay, but you're admitting that you did puke in the planter. We figured that out for sure.
I did, but I also, like, kind of forgot because I am one of those people who doesn't really remember what happens after they get a certain level of blood alcohol. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh,
so.
I'm really sorry. Now I really remember it because I tried to put cat litter over the puke.
Oh,
what the hell?
Wow.
I own a cat. That's nasty.
That's super nasty.
Oh, it smelled terrible. I had to buy candles. I've never owned candles in my life. I bought like four. I literally had to throw out my freaking plant.
Buy you a new one. It was like a nice ficus, and I'm sorry. Okay.
Well, how about that then? Jack, would you like to go out with Tess on another date? We will pay for it, and she'll buy you a new plant.
If she buys me a new plant, I will go out with her.
Oh, okay.
Yay.
Yay.
Go find a plant and then go to dinner.
Yeah, you happy about that, Tess?
Hold the drinks.
Yeah, I won't be drinking at dinner, just to be on the safe side.
Okay, I will.
I just want to say thanks for giving me a second chance. And also, we're going to need to talk about, like, the other chicks that you are dating.
Well, he's not dating them. Tess, he's not dating them. He also ghosted them.
Yeah, so you should
know. So now you're
lucky.
Back. They're still ghosted, I think.
Right.
Are they?
Yeah, but, I mean, that was, like, you know, within, like, a year or whatever. It wasn't all, like, around Tess's time. It's just, like, that's just happened.
You should probably just stop talking about that and digging yourself a hole.
I mean, I'm just really excited, so, and I can't wait to go to the nursery by my house and start looking at indoor plants.
The Jubal Show on demand.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.